Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Just this one. How many saxophone Kiwi covers bands can rock a show like this? I only know about this one. It's the Saxo Bros. We got Callum on drums, we got JY on alto, we got Jimmy on Barry and Sean on tenor. We're available for weddings, functions, festivals, club nights, farmers markets. We're the Saxo Bros. Hey Saxo Bros, hit me with a little formula.
You're in 95B FM. This is another fancy new band, of course. Joining us in the studio, Saxo Bros. How are we?
Hey, good.
Well, great.
Lovely, thank you.
No worries. If you just would like to go around the room and introduce yourself, and I guess which sax you play? I'm not really that savvy with saxes, so.
Hi, I'm Jimmy. I play the baritone.
That's the big low one.
Big one.
I'm Sean. I play the tenor, which is the next biggest lowest one.
I'm JY, and I play the alto saxophone, which is the medium, not as big one.
Nice.
My name's Callum. I don't play any saxophones in this band, although I normally play saxophones in other bands. I play the drums today.
Could drums be considered a sax?
in absolutely no way, in any shape or form at all. Definitely not.
Okay. Noted. Duly noted. Look, there's a lot of sax. I'm pretty sure I've seen more saxes in live performances that you guys have done. How many saxes does it take to be in Saxo Bros?
We normally have another person as well, yeah. Right? There's normally four saxophones and drums, which is enough.
otherwise, then there's issues with notes clashing. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Put it this way: four part harmony is usually the standard. Anything other than that, you're starting to double up or sounding terrible. So we're trying not to do that.
Okay. You've got to sound the best, I guess. How and why did the band start? Please tell me that.
So I used to live in Sydney, and I was a little bit homesick, so I started this band with some other Kiwis. Kiwi saxophone players. That was the first rule. You had to be a Kiwi living in Sydney. And then when I moved back, the homesickness thing wasn't there anymore, but I was like, oh, that band was really fun. So I started it again.
Nice.
Now it's a cynical marketing scheme.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I took something that was like about feelings and love for my homeland, and now I'm just trying to make some bank.
How does performing with each sax work? Like, do you guys kind of get like sax envy? Do you like overpower each other? Like, explain that dynamic. I'm very, very interested.
I'd say we're all fairly chill, right? Like, there's no egos in this band.
Nice.
Right?
No.
Ego free.
No egos.
No egos.
No, it's great not to play a saxophone in this band. Personally, it's awesome because I get to watch other saxophone players play.
Nice.
And bust their guts, and I don't have to, which is awesome.
As we've just heard, you did a cover of Not Many and Nature.
Yeah.
And you've done a lot of covers, of course, on some videos online. Why covers? Just a bit of patriotic New Zealand goodness?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just trying to keep it really strong as a concept. I mean, the original rule is it has to be a New Zealand composition. So we have got an original, but we haven't really played it that much. We have one.
I was going to ask if there were plans for original.
Yeah. Original there's some originals, but it's like we're really like trying to explore the canon of like, great New Zealand pop music, which is, you know, I don't know, not many people. I mean, there's other traditions around where people play each other's songs, and that's not like super strong in New Zealand, so we thought we'd try and give it a go.
Nice.
Yeah, and like presenting it in a different format.
Yeah.
By sax, you know, just saxophones is kind of where we're hitting some creative thread, maybe.
Also, allowing for people to sing over the top of it, karaoke style, is also very important.
Yeah, that's where we're heading.
Yeah.
Ideally, we become a karaoke band.
Well, in saying that, you've done quite a few live shows, and I guess you've also busked a lot. What do you find is the best thing about performing live within Saxo Bros?
I guess it's just like the reaction of just, you know, from people. Like,
love it.
Yeah, just the joy of
the joy of sex.
Yeah, yeah.
spreading this message of sex to the
exactly.
world.
Yeah. Just the joy of sex and just classic Kiwi music. Just classic Kiwiana.
People love to hear things that they recognize, and they also love to hear new stuff. And it's kind of you kind of get a bit of both. You know what I mean? You get a new format, but a melody that you can sing along to. It's great to see people walking past and kind of like. Getting excited about, this is Dave Dobbin or whatever, you know, it's great.
Nice. Who's your main sex inspiration for this group? Please let me know. Do you just vibe anyone in your head? You got like your mentor is just like there in the clouds, and you're just ripping into the sax, thinking of
on
them.
The Barry, the saxophone player from Too Many Zoos.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Kind of trying to channel that a bit.
Yeah. It's like saxophone players from like the New York busking scene where everyone's dancing around and like making like a huge racket. That's kind of it's more that vibe than any saxophone player. It's more like that kind of.
We were dancing around. I know no one could see this, but
we were definitely dancing around. There's a light show in here.
And it looked good.
Right, we looked awesome.
I can definitely confirm that it looked great. Okay, what's next for Saxo Bros? Where do you want to take the project?
I don't know. I'd like to play some summer festivals. Yeah, open for
Dave Dobbin.
I mean, ideally, that would be really funny.
Yeah. Open for Dave Dobbin with his exact set list, but just played on saxophones.
You know what would be good though, because the audience will know. They'll know the lineup and they'll get their vocals warmed up,
exactly
ready for Dave Dobbin to rip into it on stage.
That's right.
If you're listening out there, Dave Dobbin.
Come on, Dobbo.
If you're listening also, Dave Dobbin, Slice of Heaven's cover's coming up
this. Just to show we can do it. This is an audition.
Thanks again, Saxo Bros, for coming up. Online, just Saxo Bros, right?
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
There we go. We're going to adjust some mics and make some changes, and we'll be back with Slice of Heaven BFM. We'll be right back.
house.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
I forgot to say weddings. I forgot to say we want to say weddings.
You're good.
Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.